USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Bone dry forecast could spell more trouble for wildfires out west. Meteorologists predicting critically dangerous fire weather through at least Monday in both California and southern Oregon. The largest wildfire in the U.S., the Bootleg Fire, grew significantly overnight Saturday as dry and windy conditions took hold in the area. The Bootleg Fire has burned more than 466 square miles. Gunfire outside Nationals Park in the nation's capital Saturday night involving two vehicles and a fan outside the stadium.
The game between the San Diego Padres and the Washington Nationals was postponed after a shooting outside of Nationals Park. The shooting occurred as the bottom of the sixth inning was getting underway.
USA Radio's Dan Naraki reporting. That game resumed this afternoon. The Padres beat the Nationals 10-4. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat products, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That is one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.